Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. We are at the after show, the After Dark Unpacked session. I wanted to make sure that we're doing everything to bring you guys some good new content and be able to present you guys appropriately, effectively, and professionally. And then on top of that, this is helping me with my presentation and things like that. So I wanted you guys to sit with me and have an unpacked session after dark. You are more than welcome to call into our show. And this is the After Dark Talk Radio with Talk Radio Diva, Casey, myself. I want you guys to understand that we do these unpacked sessions for you guys to get a level and layer of understanding of what the show is all about in case you missed it, so you can go back and take a look at it. You're more than welcome to call in 404-382-0415, and that is our call-in live number. If you want to do the after show, that's our alternative number, or you may call our level and layer of 515-602-9765, and I'll show you that one. So you see it. So you can call in 515-602-9765, log on to talkradiodiva.com with Talk Radio Diva CC, myself, the power to do more, or you can text 866-727-9333 or 404-418-5104, book online, Donna Diva Coaching, and imcc.com or imcccoaching.com and teamworld.online for children, adolescents, young adults, heart for my babies. So with that being said, I wanted to make sure that we're doing everything possible for you guys to call in live on the show when we are doing our after show. Then on top of that, you can text us, you can call us, and as long as you're not trolling, then you still have a problem. If you want to troll, you will be getting a law enforcement call to not play on my phone line, and I mean that. So I hope you guys understand that my lines are recorded, monitored for quality assurance in services, and to make sure that I protect myself from people who've been continually doing this for a number of years. So at this point in time, I'm fed up with all of that, so I want to make sure that's addressed first and foremost at the helm, and let's get into the nitty-gritty of good stuff. So, today was full of different things in the content that we've presented. We were talking about levels and layers of strategies to move ourselves to self-love and self-efficacy and resilience. So part of that was meditation, inner assessment, and then on top of that, levels and layers of focus, building competence, saving money, and then on top of that, putting our health first. And then on top of that, a level layer of reframing how things are and how we see things. And then on top of that, finding a way to get to a level of a sacred circle, an eternal circle of quality of thought and quality of our life improving with change. So with that being said, I want you guys to understand that the framework here is that there's a complex, multifaceted level of building self-esteem. It is not linear, and it's not the same for everybody. And with that being said, it's still a number of down-to-earth practical ways to do this on top of mental health and then on top of that behavioral health if it's gotten bad and chronic that you need to have guidance and management of how things are going to go until you can get therapeutic. I want you guys to understand all of this in the unpacked after dark call-in session and things like that for you guys to understand how that works. So when I tell you the suffering of a person, whether you're black, white, mixed, or anything like that, it is not a racial thing here. There's a level of letting go and what is the best approach and letting go of toxic people, toxic environment, or toxic people amongst the ranks of things that you're trying to do. So when we think about a natural state of the universe, we think about how constantly the universe changes. And we think about all these things and our approaches that work with different things in different scenarios. So when we think about all of that, we think about patients that really need interventions, and then people who are accidental patients of mental health and mental health breakdowns due to people who are unhealthy who need to be seeing the doctor. Big difference, right? So I would rather see somebody who voluntarily goes to see a doctor and goes to see a therapist or a life coach than someone who says, oh, I'm just fine. I'm just fine. And they're nowhere near fine, but they're driving everybody else nuts. So there's a level of suffering and self-efficiency and accepting that sometimes everybody needs help sometimes. Everybody needs intervention sometimes. Everybody sometimes needs redirection and reprogramming of how they're acting, how they're responding to life. So a natural state of the universe is that there's always going to be chaos. There's always going to be war. There's always going to be famine. There's always going to be something. But it does not mean that your personal life has to be like that 24 hours, 7 days a week. So that's what we're talking about in that. That creates low self-esteem or lack there of self-love and codependency. So let's talk about a couple of things in codependency, because no amount of fancy clothes, no amount of cosmetic voice tonality can, or any other superficial modalities can make you feel better other than yourself. And then also with guided routine and therapies and things like that to help reprogram your mind work and your framework of how you think and talk and how you react. Would you take time, y'all? And I will tell you one thing. Self-love is the best love you can ever have. Here's the reason why. A lot of us don't know how to survive a level and layer of trauma and disorder and chaos that is extended. So we think about it helps us to feel a sense of purpose and meaning in our life. It helps us to escape loneliness and human isolation that happens when things go down and then you see who your real friends are, who your real family is, or to feel wanted, lovable, or needed, or a level of connected to people and places and things. And it's like trains, planes, and automobiles. You have to learn to experience yourself and yourself and know thyself and know thy worth. Then on top of that, what you desire and then experiences that shape that desire, experiencing human warmth and tendency and recognition is what we all crave. But at some point in time, you have to say, darn that, I don't need that. I'm just going to love myself. I'm going to love myself the right way. I love myself. Self-love. So when we think about all that, we think about it shaping to an emotional level of emotional violence that happens to us, and we begin to respond in the same manner, then we learn talking mechanisms or survival mode. We've all been through that. So I want you guys to understand this in the short about this in the After Dark call-in and things like that session where you can call in 404-382-0415, or you can call in at 866-727-9323, toll-free if you're international, or you can call in 515-602-9765, and that is our regular line number that you can call in on Live Talk Radio. So then again, you can book your appointments also with me at DonDivaCoaching.com, INTC.com for your specialty appointments for trauma, PTSD, recovery, and therapies and things like that, or Teen World Online for children, adolescents, young adults that are up to 18. When you're 18, you can go to Don Diva Coaching after that. And then if you are IM, then you go to INTC.com, or you can go to INTCCoaching.com for regular everyday beacons and things like that until you become more seasoned in your IM and feeling more solid in it, and your levels and layers of learning. I'm still mastering, and I'm still a beacon of IM, and I'm still learning everything. And it's a lot, and I'm going to tell you something. My journey has been beautiful, but yet ugly, and sometimes downright, like, I don't think I can do this shit. Yeah, I said it. It's sometimes where you're just like, you know what? Here's what you can do. I'm going to pack up. I'm going to leave without a trace, and ain't nobody's going to catch me and find me. That's how it felt sometimes. But it's gotten so much better as I've learned what I was doing wrong, what I was doing right, and begin to look at, I've got 68 things that I do right. Out of the 68, there's maybe 7 things that I have to work on. That's pretty good margin, so I'm doing pretty good. Then the experience of human warmth and tenderness and recognition, I don't really buy for that. I just vibe to have a peaceful, happy life and presentation and being able to go and talk to you guys, help you guys who are all dealing with this. Those of you who are sitting up there in the bushes somewhere looking at my stuff and saying, you know, I don't know if I'm ready to go to therapy yet. I don't know if I'm ready to go see a doctor yet. So, I did. And I feel better so. Because other people drive me nuts. Getting on my nerves. One of my babies used to say, God, getting on my nerves. Well, they get on my nerves. And that's a step below nerves, just so y'all know. So I want you guys to understand that you've got to get to a point that you don't allow people to get on your nerves, can't get on your nerves, and you have to master the art of majesty of staying calm. I had to do that. So I wanted to have this unpacked session real briefly so we could go over all these types of things and then begin to help you guys to experience emotionally how to pick yourself up after somebody put lighter fluid all over your whole life and just blew up the smithereens like, and then you're just like, what happened? So at that point, block out everyday reality and survival mechanisms that are unhealthy and begin to move from codependency to independency and depend on yourself for self-love and self-esteem. But not to relieve anxious feeling or feeling alone or hopeless or feeling singled out. You know, things that we all feel like. And then experience a sense of worthiness and self-esteem and self-efficacy and then all completion and wholeness after you get through that. So I want you guys to understand the onset of difficulties and cause all that. So we talked about that earlier today, so I'm not going to go back over that. But I wanted to talk to you guys about a level of what Dr. Winnicott said, and that's CBT, EMDR training, and things like that, and existential counseling that's recommended for people who go through level of trauma and chaos and disorder or a poisonous environment. Studies have shown in various fields of psychiatry, psychology, and psychoanalysis that eclectic approach or a level of nonlinear approach and combing through a level of Lacanian or Jungian understanding of psychiatry, psychology, and what we call a level and layer of Marxism, and being able to understand DBT, EMDR, that helps us to get those levels and modalities. But part of that is going and saying, I have a problem and I need to get it fixed. You see what I just said? I have a problem and I need to get it fixed. So many, you are able to say, you know what, there's a bunch of problems, but I'm not it, but there are some problems with my reaction or my acceptance or absorbency of this, and my reaction is just becoming problematic. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go see a doctor, see what the hell's wrong. 321-123, what's going wrong with me? That's okay to say that. Because once you cannot handle it, or you're starting to conduct yourself in a manner that you normally don't, or you're having people who are agents of sabotage and provocateur that are beginning to go and cause level of chaos, and you're always seeing and being blamed and shamed, there's a point where you have to figure out, call the help. So the help might be able to figure out what's going on and realize that you're not the problem, just like it was with me. Then you become more calm and you become more steady in your mindset and your responses, and you're just like, you know what, you want to keep doing that? Go ahead. Then they get mad because you're like, you know what, you want to be funny to me. Y'all do it to me, so when I do it to you, then what's the difference? Because you don't like it when you're getting a dose of your own medicine. So we have to think about all those different things and mannerisms and begin to think about a trained relationship. And I want to explain something to you guys, which is, even though I'm trained in relationships, I know that relationships are not linear. Even though I'm trained in marital, I know that marriage is not linear. Even though I'm trained in coaching, it is not linear in your coaching and coaching approach with each client. And you guys are not just a client. You guys are my babies. And when you come to my office, so when I think about this, I think as a mother and as a mom souvenir, when somebody comes to my office and I'm like, yo, what's going on with you? Why are you here? They're like, well, my life's in shambles. Okay. Why is it in a shambles? What happened? So tell me about it. Just go freestyle it. Let me know. You know, it's like Freestyle Friday. Let me know what happened to you so I can help you. So I see that you have this, this, and this going on. When I go over the assessment and I talk to that person, I'm like, okay, well, here's who, what, when, where, and why. But tell me about this. Can you expound on this? Tell me exactly when this happened. You know, and, like, I'm concerned. Because we've seen your assessment, and it's, you know, I'm really wanting to help you here. So help me out here, sir, ma'am. So when we think about the psychotherapy, psychoanalysis, and the L&T method, and the NLP method of coaching, grief, and walk counseling, help. So when you come see me at IMCC.com or IMCC Coaching, or you see me at Don Diva Coaching, if you're not, I am. You guys begin to look at the levels and layers of, if you're becoming a beacon of I Am, how to work through your journey, but begin to still follow I Am as such and your I Am abundance mindset, and begin to pick up your testament, your illuminations and things like that, and begin to use that as your guided work to help you to mentally get it together, emotionally get it together, and then come see me as a life coach, wellness coach outside of that. Not that I'm saying that has anything to do with I Am. I'm not. I'm just saying that I believe in the I Am abundance mindset. And I've been taught that, and it helped me to survive life. If I hadn't been taught that, I think I would be somewhere in a nut house in a full straitjacket. I will tell you that for real, for real. But luckily, that I Am abundance mindset changed me from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset, that I can get past everything that happened to me and begin to do modalities of recovery. That's where I'm at right now. So when you think about going through a personal addiction to wanting to be liked, loved, and accepted, I learned that, you know what, that's codependency. I don't want to be codependent on anybody. I don't need your love. I don't need your acceptance. I don't need a seat at the table. I'll make my own dang table, and I'll sit there by myself. So it's kind of like, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, me, I don't want to sit at the table anyway, like that. You know what I'm saying? So when we think about that, we think about love and relationships and the devastating levels and layers of relationship loss, whether it's business or professional, or whether it's a level, a layer of tribe loss. So when you think about that, you have to think about abandonment from that tribe or abandonment from a level of love or relationships or things that you should have abandoned a long time ago because it's toxic for you. So when you think about that, in short, I know exactly how any one of you feel. I want you guys to understand that as a result of unique empathetic ways and being a natural-born empath, a super empath, INFJ, I've learned to be intuitive and be a little bit more capable and ability of being emotionally intelligent to say, hey, what's wrong with you? Why are you in my office looking like this? You're looking a little shot out right now. You're looking a little upset. Why are you so perturbed? Let's listen to some meditation music and get you kind of calmed down and relaxed. And in an art of calm, let's get you to a good modality here before we start talking. So I'll sit there for a few minutes while I'm doing my assessment, and I'm thinking to myself, and observe their body language so I know how to approach it that day, because they might be very combative. and I might need to be able to have someone sit in with me just in case they get a little too combative. So when we think about the devastation of abandonment, and then we look at the assessment and we see that there's history of harm and hurt, then I'll know how to approach them in a more fashion than just linear by the book. And then I'll be able to say to myself as a specialist to say, hey, I see that you're going through things and you're upset today. Let's listen to some good music. Let's do some breathing exercises, which is EMDR and other type of things to get them into a mindset to be workable and work quick. And then CBT training to get them to be able to dialectically talk to me, cognitively talk to me without being triggered and upset. And hopefully I won't be triggering them in the conversation. So when I think about that, I want you guys to understand how empathy for women and men who have suffered all kinds of things, just as I have. But begin to understand the affliction to the heart, the grief, and the upset. So, learning how to thrive during grief is something that we all have to master. So I'll be finishing that book as I go through this journey. I want you guys to pick it up and read it once I'm finished with it. So that's something that's going to be on my list of my agenda to do. But I'm working on my portfolio so I can present everything to you guys. Also, I have Don Diva Marketing, which is my publishing company, as well as Fashionista Printables, which is my publishing company, and things like that for you guys to get different things, like journals and all that. You can get them at Don Diva Coaching, IMCC.com, and then also at IMCCcoaching.com at teamworld.online for children, adolescents, and adults. And I've got some stuff from our baby. Because I love you guys, part. So I have it there. So my autism speaks and my creativity speaks. I had a creative moment while I was on for you guys. So I want you guys to know about all that. So being able to look at things different in a retrospective that and beginning to love thyself and begin to understand myself, we begin to understand a level of committed, serious level of emotional work and shadow work that has to be done. So now you all understand the shadow self and those who are shapeshifters, who are people who take advantage of the shadow self instead of the true self, and then you begin to be shamed and blamed for crimes that otherwise are serious crimes or egregious levels of crimes that were serving levels of long emotional abuse and harm long after the crime is over. So I want you guys to understand that the jealousy, betrayal, possessiveness, chronic insecurity, and rejection can cause a level and layer of chronic levels of grief and upset, and then causing a level of self-esteem to drop or self-levels of efficiency to drop. And then you think about imposter syndrome that sets in because, like, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I'm capable. So, you know, but then you have to think about the majesty of positive affirmations that we're talking about. And then we think about levels of people who stem from a level of possessiveness, chronic jealousy, insecurity, or levels of what they see in you that they don't like because it's not marrying what they want to be. So when we think about what we're supposed to be, and people who have committed serious crimes or hurt, committed serious crossing the line things that cause a level of chaos, disorder, or injustices to happen. So we think about many of us women who end up sabotaging ourselves, and those of you who are male, cisgender male, and those of you who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, homosexual, heterosexual, or in between bisexual, homosexual, or what I call homosexual, for those who are homeless and wherever you lay your hat is your home. So we have all kinds of sexual. Okay? Not like that, that's what I can say. Okay? So with that being said, a lot of us end up sabotaging ourselves, our relationships, or we have people who will help us to sabotage ourselves, and that's what I meant by a provocateur, a saboteur. So we think about the split second of fury, blind rage, and upset that happens, uncontrollable emotion that happens, and reaction to all that. So let's really talk about reaction abuse syndrome. And BPD, you got me messed up, anything you have touched in that. And then you believe a level of, I can't do this anymore, I don't want to do this anymore, or you become exhausted because your grief is overwhelming, but your level of trauma is overwhelming. So you guys understand that I know what I'm talking about. I've been through it, I've lived through it, I survived it. Things that were designed to kill me, and I actually survived. So I want you guys to understand how important it was for my I Am Abundance mindset from 2017 all the way up to now, which is now 2021. So I want you guys to understand it took a lot of healing, a lot of work, but that's almost 5 years worth of work that I've worked on myself and by myself. And it took a lot of isolation for me to do that and be able to work on my mental health, emotional health without being distracted. And then the profound sense of being discarded and the level of the profound hopelessness and internal devastation that comes with it. So when you have to think about that, feelings of unwanted upset and anger and righteous animosity and hostility. And I'll tell you, it's not easy because I started writing out my thoughts. I started keeping an open diary on my social media. I started doing that years and years ago when it first started popping off. And I started looking at it and I was like, you know what? I've been through so much. No wonder I'm so mad. No wonder I'm so hostile. No wonder I'm so angry. BCD, so messed up. And I went back and I looked at years and years of crap that I documented for a long time, and it just hurt me so much to look back at it. But I was like, it helped free me and sit there and look at everything that's going on. That's why journaling is important. That's why I promote journaling, because I use the online diary, Facebook and Twitter and Periscope for my online journal. It was an open diary of everything that happened to me. And let me tell you something, it was a risk to do that because people didn't understand me. Some people went from a level of chaos, disorder, and tragedy to me because of people that didn't like me. They used that against me. But the thing is, I'm a strong person. But what about people who aren't as strong? What about people who feel like they can't do it? What about those people who get pushed over the edge and commit suicide? I'm not suicidal. I don't have suicidal tendencies. I don't have suicidal ideation. But what about the people who do? What about those people who get pushed over the edge and somebody suggests, bitch, kill yourself, like my ex told me? I have all of them. Only two of them didn't. That was my baby's father and the last guy. He didn't tell me to kill myself. But the other two in between did. Their sister did. Their family's dead. So when we talk about levels and layers of that, and you're going through that level of egregious torment, revoking, gaslighting, bullying, and harassment, and then you go online, can't give me a break there, then you're talking about your environment being like that. It's hard to deal with. So I want you guys to understand that you got to fully understand all of that to get to a level and layer of self-esteem, self-authenticity, and rebuilding yourself on the foundation of bricks that will throw at you, and becoming to build that foundation of a pyramid of eternal circle, all-seeing eyes, hitting your mark, and being able to look at the illuminated light within yourself and your crystals, your illuminated I am, illuminated one that you're born with. So part of that is undoing all the gunk in between. And I compare it to a level of feminine wisdom and a level of I am wisdom and a level and layer of confidence in myself and what I'm saying and ability to tell you guys in this after dark and call in live show. We call in at 443-820-415 and be able to talk with me and have these conversations and be able to unpack that and be able to talk about all of these things that we all go through. So we've been on here 22 minutes, 10 seconds, so I'm going to let you guys go. But you guys be able to come on here after dark unpack sessions are done every time after the show. And then on top of that, you can get the vital information show that we'll be doing sometimes in the morning when I feel like doing it. Until I get a consistent routine about what's going to happen. But then I'm also trying to take care of myself and be able to sit down emotionally, mentally, keep it together, and be able to have a good day every day and get past all of this and still do my trauma therapies and things like that so I can be present for my clients. That way I can reduce the level of devastated and ravaged levels of extreme emotional grief and despair that I've had, and then levels of hopelessness, and then on top of that, the helplessness and sorrow that I felt, to not feel sorry for myself, but to begin to continue to pick myself up by the bootstraps and soldier on and be a good woman, be a good mother, and be a good mentor, be a good coach and a good speaker, orator, and things like that, and be able to be a good specialist and eventually MD to help people like me who went through this and fell and slipped through the cracks until somebody realized, hey, this is really going on. Let's help her out. So I took an I am abundance mindset of each one, each one specialist that helped me and helped me even further pick me underneath the bus and prove what was going on. So I appreciate my doctor and I appreciate everything that he's done. And he's proud of me and I'm proud of myself too. And I want you guys to understand that it's important to go see a doctor if you're feeling some type of way, because there's a lot of people out there we're dealing with who need to see a doctor. They're running around here undiagnosed, doing damaged things to us and creating damage to people who are otherwise perfectly sane. So bringing drugs insane by these older people who need to be seeing a mental health provider or a state penitentiary or state institution. That's exactly how I feel about it, y'all. So with that being said, you can call in live 515-602-9765. You can log on to talkradio.com with Talk Radio Diva CC myself, and then you can follow me at I'm tweeting as FPVU. I'm tweeting for short, appropriately to say that way, and then you guys can get there and see me on there. And you can text 866-727-9323 and then 418-5104. Oh my God, y'all, I was ahead of myself in my talking. Yo, I was thinking about like and them, and then I was like, you know, I just ate them alive today. And then I was thinking to myself, you know, it just came together in one word. And I was like, yep, that's all, folks. Bro, okay, so, again, you can text at 866-727-9323 or 404-418-5104. And that's ATL, Georgia, baby. And then book online, DonDivaCoaching.com and IMCC for your specialty appointments. And then you can go to IMCC Coaching for your regular appointments and DingWorld.online for children, adolescents, young adults as well. So then on top of that, make sure that you guys text in there, book your appointment, and see me. And then on top of that, let's talk about one more thing before we leave. So the levels and layers of vital information, yeah. We're going to talk about the two cases that we talked about yesterday, but we're going to finish up with the judge, okay? So we're going to talk about the judge and his statements about Maxine Waters, and that will be viable for appeal. No, it's not. start. The only way it would be viable in certain ways, and we're going to talk about why it appeals to be okay and why it appeals to not, but you're not going to blame a congresswoman. If that's the case, then blame every congressman and congresswoman that's ever shot off their mouth and said something. So I want to talk about this and debunk this in a separate session and show, but we're going to talk about that in viral information tomorrow. So you guys will be able to call in live, and we'll talk about all of this tomorrow with that. So that's going to be our second show and having that conversation. And we're going to have lots of more different new cases to talk about and just debunk some things and just have a good conversation outside of coaching so that we can all get a different level layer of CC and CC in her true form. So, again, thank you for seeing me, and I'm going to take you guys out of here. And I really appreciate all of you guys because it's been wonderful. And I appreciate everything y'all do to make my life safer and happier and more better in my presentation. So we'll get on here in 26 minutes and 10 seconds. So I'm going to take y'all out of here.